For Iowa Republicans, it's the end of a year-long getting-to-know-you process with the candidates. NPR's Sonari Glinton sat down with a group of caucusgoers to talk about how they plan to vote and how they made up their minds.
Drive due west of downtown Des Moines on I-80, and you get to Van Meter, Iowa. It's a city that has about 1,300 residents. I met up with nine of them over a few pitchers of beer on the eve of the caucuses to talk politics, the Republican field, and Iowa.
Hello.
Mark Miller.
Sonari. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How's everyone doing?
Real good.
We're good.
All these voters will caucus in the lunchroom of a combined junior-senior high school. Tom Hobberson is making his debut as chairman this year, running Van Meter's Republican caucus.
We're going to have three areas. We're going to have the main area where we all sit as registered Republicans. And then we'll have an area for the press. And then we'll have an area for observers. That's what we're going to call it. And they can observe it.
Most of the people I sat down with were pretty well decided about who they vote for. There were four for Mitt Romney, two for Rick Santorum, and two for Newt Gingrich. Jeannie Harbison is a retired school teacher. She was the lone undecided Republican.
A lot of the people that we're looking at in the top three have a lot of the same values and platform to me.
Harbison calls herself a social conservative. Right now, she's leaning towards Gingrich.
All his baggage is pretty much out on the front. Everybody's seen it. The others, maybe we don't know yet what's going to come, you know, to the forefront.
The major split at this table was between people who consider themselves values voters and those whose first concern is the economy. Pat Hart runs a heating and air conditioning company. He's a Mitt Romney supporter, and for him, it's all about the economy.
The one nice thing about this election coming up that I think is different is you got about four people that are all fighting for the religious right vote. And maybe that'll split it up enough that Mitt will survive. And I think when they get right down to it, Mitt has the same values, I think, that the people that say they're religious right.
All the voters say, regardless of who wins the caucuses, they'll support the nominee. Bev McClendon has participated in caucuses for years. She says she can't remember a political season quite like this one.
I've made it a point to go out and see the different candidates on multiple occasions, and there's something about each one that I kind of like, except I do have a little bit of problem with Ron Paul. If I was to pick one that, you know, I can flatly say, you know, I would not, you know, support him in any way. But there are personal qualities in each one of the candidates that I truly, truly like.
Meanwhile, Mark Miller, who works for an agribusiness firm in Des Moines, says he's never seen the Republican Party in Iowa this galvanized.
I don't remember ever being called as much as I've been called by candidates relaying their message. I don't think it would be unusual to say that I get a dozen to 20 calls a day, knowing that I'm a Republican and asking me for a vote or trying to clear up some matter. It's unbelievable the amount of information we're getting.
Miller says he enjoys getting up close and personal with the candidates, but this time he felt more involved in the process, in part because of social media.
Each candidate, because of technology, has been able to put their best foot forward. And then when they screw up, you know, it's bad news because it's just that quick, too. So because the opposition jumps right on it and boom, you know, you get those wide swings in the poll that we've seen.
Bev McClendon does administrative work from home. She, like all the caucus goers at the table, says she's excited for tonight and a little wistful.
I think it's fun, to tell you the truth. I like the whole political process here. And now it's coming to an end and the intensity has increased. It's fun to see that, you know. I'm going to kind of be sad when everything goes away. Even the phone calls.
Those phone calls will end soon enough. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Des Moines.